Home improvement has become a popular television format. Programs including Monster House, Trading Spaces, and While You Were Out demonstrate how changing this and that can refresh the appearance of a house. There is now an Iraqi version. The show is called Labor and Materials. The fixer-uppers do not need just a new look, but walls and windows. Houses that have been damaged by U.S. bombs or shells are rebuilt. Anya Cezadlo is a freelance reporter who recently left Iraq, who's written about this television show for the Christian Science Monitor. She joins us from New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Who created this show, and how does it work?
This show was created by Sharqiya Television, which is it's actually Iraq's first all-Iraqi satellite channel. And what they do is they find a house that has been really pretty terribly damaged. In one case, the house was completely destroyed. And they rebuild it completely. And for Iraqis, you know, there's not a lot of examples of rebuilding and reconstruction in Iraq. All apologies to the American government. And this show is one of the few places where ordinary Iraqis can turn on the TV and see something being fixed. So that's very powerful for them, and it's one of the things that's made the show incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm. Unlike in the U.S. and British versions, when someone comes home and they're surprised, these families apply and they're part of the process. They're trying to restore something of their former lives.
Yeah, although actually in the case of the family that they were doing when I visited the show, they hadn't applied. I think that Sharqiya had heard from their neighbors that the house was pretty badly destroyed, and I think they wanted somebody in that neighborhood as well, because it's a very Sunni neighborhood. It's a very very anti-American neighborhood, not to put too fine a point on it. Mm-hmm. It's also a neighborhood that bore the brunt of a lot of fighting, because it's a neighborhood where Saddam's fedayeen hid out during the American invasion.
Can you describe the reaction of the family that you spent time with?
They were a very humble family, and you know, they accepted it in a very sort of typical Iraqi Muslim way. They read a few verses of the Quran. You know, you could tell that nothing like this had ever happened to them before, and so it was very moving.
Did they ever repair a house that was damaged by an insurgency?
You know, one of the things about Iraq is that 99 people out of 100 are very loath to admit that Iraqis are doing some of these bombings. And you touch on an important point, which is also Sharqiya has a very nationalistic Iraqi flavor. A lot of the crew are ex-Baathists who worked in the old Ministry of Information under Saddam. Mm-hmm. So while they may not actually be pro-Saddam or agree with Saddam, a lot of them are very nationalistic. And so the whole idea that they're rebuilding houses that were bombed by Americans is kind of a key part of the show.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Anya Cezadlo is a freelance writer speaking with us from New York.